Welcome back to the Roundtables live broadcast from MPAC on the campus of RPI in Troy, New York. I'm Joe Donahue. Alan will be here. Alan recorded the media project and is on his way over, so he'll be with us in just a few minutes. We're here at this amazing facility, 220,000 square feet of magnificence. It is just incredible. We are also here to celebrate the Albany Symphony Orchestra and new music with their American Music Festival taking place here through Sunday, beginning today. Besides, our on-air duo, our producer Sarah LaDuc is here. Tech guru Adam Claremont is responsible for getting and keeping us on the air. Kristen Gilbert is assisting in those very important responsibilities. Roundtable engineer Dave Hopper is back at the studio telling us what needs to be done. And we're tweeting pictures at twitter.com/WAMC Roundtable and posting them to the WAMC Facebook page, facebook.com/WAMC Radio. And now it's time to meet our host. Did you know you're our host?
I'm the host.
You're the host.
Wow.
David Alan Miller has established a reputation as one of the leading American conductors of his generation as music director of the Albany Symphony Orchestra, a position he has held since 1992. He has proven himself a creative and compelling orchestra builder through exploration of unusual repertoire, educational programming, community outreach, and recording initiatives. He has reaffirmed the Albany Symphony's reputation as the nation's leading champion of American symphonic music, and certainly one of its most innovative orchestras. If you need an example, well, just listen to the next 3 hours when we talk about this American Music Festival. He is our very, very dear friend, and I love him to death. David Alan Miller, welcome
Hi,
to the Roundtable.
Hi, Joe.
Table.
Thank you so much for coming to my hermetically sealed, gorgeous MPAC here. You know, I almost haven't left the building since about Monday. I'm having the most wonderful time. To me, it's like the whole year is building up to this week for me and for the orchestra, and we just love doing this. We've got so many events and so much going on. I just sort of get sent, you know, now go over and do that rehearsal. Go do this rehearsal. Get ready for this. So I'm so happy to see you. I'm so happy that you and your friends came to be with us for the day. That is just really fabulous.
Well, thank you for the invitation, first of all. And we talked about this a long time
Come
ago
back
at the beginning
tomorrow.
of the season and said, you know, let's do this. And we thought, well, sure, that sounds like a good idea. And then
reality.
And then
ensued.
About 3 weeks ago, we were like, oh, all right, well, we'll actually make this happen. And it did. So
it's brilliant.
Thank you very much.
So happy because we've got such unbelievable things starting tonight and or today, actually, this morning and tonight and then going through the whole weekend to Sunday night.
I'm just going to go over this real quick. This morning, actually, at 10 o'clock in the concert hall, there is a festival reading session. We'll get into that in a moment. Tonight is a wonderful performance, Victoire, which is an all-star, all-female quintet, and they're going to be joining us in our 10 o'clock hour. Dogs of Desire performs tomorrow night. You, of course, are the leader and the part very much of this.
I say I'm the big dog, but I'm a big dog.
We're going to meet two other dogs later on in the program, and you can't join us because you're busy.
We're doing the reading session.
That's right. And then Saturday night is the festival orchestra concert, and that's at the concert hall, which, by the way, Sarah and I just had a tour of.
Isn't that gorgeous? Boy,
I mean,
it's unbelievable.
Sumptuous.
And it's made for this kind of music. It does everything. It's kind of the gymnastics perfect. Does the gymnastics of music perfectly in every possible way.
Because you can literally just see the sound
absolutely
work its way around the room.
Made for this weekend's events. It's like the building was designed to our specs. It's beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. The Festival Orchestra concert takes place on Saturday night, and we'll be talking to some of the incredible people who are a part of that evening, as well as the wonderful violinist, Showing Lin.
But you can call him Jimmy. Jimmy Lin.
Jimmy Lin.
Jimmy's what all of his friends
call him.
You know
what? I like that better.
That's his American name.
Jimmy Lin is going to be here and is going to perform for us. And we're very excited about that coming up on the program.
Brilliant. Good.
And then on Sunday, you move over to the Troy Savings Bank.
I mean, this unbelievable concert all about the heritage and the history of the hall. It's like an evening celebration of that incredible space.
So you've been doing this, am I right, 3 years?
Here at MPAC 3 years, yeah.
Okay, since they opened.
Pretty much since the year they opened, that's right.
Why is an American music festival so important for you and the ultimate mission statement of the orchestra?
Well, I think actually the way it evolved, somewhere in the middle of my tenure, I don't know, 10 years ago or so, it occurred to me that we're doing all this interesting, innovative new art, American music, but not just orchestra music, a lot of orchestra music and the Dogs of Desire, which we'll talk about a little bit more, and these capital heritage productions that have to do with celebrating our region's history. And so we decided to sort of pool a bunch of it in the middle of the winter, the darkest time of the year in March. Yeah. And so for a number of years, we had an American Music Festival in March. But it was really just kind of this rough amalgam of six or seven events spread over the month. And I always felt, and we felt increasingly, that if you're going to do a festival, it really needs to be a compact, intensive immersion kind of thing. So when MPACT opened, and when Brian Ritter, our new executive director, came on board, we really decided that we should do what we believe, and we should make kind of the crowning event of every year, the last big event of our season in May or early June, whenever it falls, this kind of unbelievable celebration of new art and of American music. And so we put the American Music Festival in this intensive weekend period at the end of the season and built our season for the last 3 years really to culminate with this weekend. So you've seen a lot of these composers, if you've been coming to the symphony. Aaron Kernis, who's our mentor composer this year, had a piece played earlier in the year, and now we're playing another piece. Missy Mazzoli's been with us all year. We played a piece early in the year, and she did a whole education project with some fabulous kids at Doyle Middle School, which will be performed as part of our Sunday night concert. And she's on the program. So we built this incredible immersion festival on the weekend. And I have to say that if you're able to come, the events are just dazzling.
I mean, it ultimately becomes the grand finale.
Indeed it is.
It's when all the fireworks go off at the same time.
And what I'm so proud of is that the events are so varied. I mean, we've got Victoire tonight. We've got this amazing reading session this morning. The Dogs of Desire, if you've never heard them, I hope you'll let me talk about them in a minute.
Yes.
A little bit of detail, because that concert is the most
fun. Talk about whatever you want.
Oh, that's right. So, that concert is so funny and so lively and so unconventional. And it's new art and witty and pop infused. And you've got the great Saturday night concert on the main stage, and Sunday evening, this Capital Heritage thing celebrating the music hall is just like no other event ever.
You know, I think what, and I just want you to discuss this, because you and I have had conversations about this over the years many, many times. And when we talk about a symphony orchestra, we immediately, so many of us are programmed to immediately think classical music. And you have done such an incredible job of really saying to us, no, it's music. It's music. We are going to experience all different kinds of music, and this is what this festival shows.
And that's the thing. I mean, if you come to even two or three of the events, you'll see that the breadth of music, it goes from the world of absolute kitsch pop to serious, formidable, you know, like this Jimmy thing that Jimmy Lynn is playing by Joan Tower, this amazing violin concerto, yeah, to really formidable concert music. And it's just the whole spectrum. And that's right. I don't think of an orchestra as being, most people, and I think board members of institutions think this often too. It's like, well, we are an orchestra. We play X number of concerts on Saturday nights for our paying public. We are so much more than that. And that's very central to what we do. But we do so many different things with the Dogs of Desire, with our chamber ensembles, etc., that this really tells that story.
So
we're your complete music resource. Your community's complete music resource.
To find out more, go to albanysymphony.com.
Perfect.
We're going to take a quick break. And then we'll be back, and then we'll talk about Dogs of Desire and some of the other great stuff that's coming up.
Great.
David Alan Miller is our guest. We are broadcasting live from MPAC in Troy, New York. We will return after this short break. Welcome back to the Roundtable, our live broadcast from MPAC on the campus of RPI in Troy. We are celebrating the Albany Symphony's American Music Festival, and we're talking to Maestro David Alan Miller.
It doesn't sound like that weird music they just played as we were coming back in.
No,
it's
it doesn't.
It's all beautiful and tonal and gorgeous and voluptuous. It's the most voluptuous music you'll ever hear.
Voluptuous.
It's unbelievable.
So tell us about Dogs of Desire. You created this how long ago?
Almost, probably 18 years. Well, I conceived it about 25 years ago before I ever came to Albany.
But 9 months later.
When I was still living in Los Angeles, I was looking at all this pop culture and the industry and how the orchestra there had nothing to do with the industry. And I thought, I've got to do something that connects the dots between commercial music and what we do. And so I was thinking about the Kronos Quartet, and I was thinking about John Williams, and I was thinking about Paul Simon's Graceland album, which had just come out, and about Madonna. And I thought, if I could just smush those things all together, I could make the coolest kind of orchestra of the future. And that's
what
the Dogs.
That was 25 years ago.
Right. And so the amazing thing was when I came to Albany, I tried out this idea on everybody, and they were like, sure, let's try that. I mean, they were so open to it. So we created the Dogs of Desire, and now it exists. It's like having a baby.
How many members
are there?
16 members.
16
and what's
members.
Great about it is our principal players, principal strings, string quintet, woodwind quartet, brass trio, but plus two saxophones, a keyboardist who plays mainly synthesizer, a drummer, so not a percussionist, but a guy playing drums, you know, giving that pop
right.
feel to it, and two incredible female vocalists, whom I think you're going to meet a little later in the
yes.
show, and they're just unbelievable. And they are
vocals,
new music singers. They're new music singers who sing jazz and pop and classical new music, and they're just radiant. And so the thing about the Dog's Desire is it's this kind of careening, freewheeling ensemble that only plays commissioned pieces that have something to do with pop culture, American pop culture. And so it's everything from, there's an unbelievable piece from the mid-90s by Michael Dougherty, a very famous composer who's also on the Saturday Night Concert, called What's That Spell, which he wrote for us, which is all about Barbie. So there's this one song in that that's like, oh Ken, what can I do? You know I'm plastic just like you. I love it when we have our talks, when you and I get put back in the box. Oh Ken, what can I do? So it's like from that to a piece all about lounge music, Lawrence Welk, that David Malamud's fashioned,
oh,
to an imagined
great.
Mexican Telemundo soap opera about two women who come to a funeral parlor and they're both grieving the same man, only they don't know that they've both been married to him.
Oh.
And so they have this whole kind of cat fight about the thing. And so it's like, it's not all goofy. And then there are these two unbelievable multimedia events. One, Chris Kapika has written a piece for dancer wearing LED light display jacket that Chris controls so that the jacket interacts, the way the light show goes, interacts with what the orchestra's playing. And then there's an amazing film about solar flares that Elizabeth Kelly has done. So it's just this careening, crazy thing, and it's so much fun, and the players and I love to do it because everything's just fresh and unusual and tremendous. So I hope people will come. If you haven't ever seen The Dog's Desire, you owe it yourself Friday night to come down 7:30 in the smaller theater, beautiful theater. It's just something like you'll never experience anywhere else. If you have a sense of humor and you love music, this is the thing.
Now, as far as the your schedule with Dogs of Desire, how often do you perform in a year?
We don't. Nearly enough.
So this is it,
This is
right?
basically your chance to see the dogs. And
yeah.
I must say, the wonderful thing is that we've been around so long, even though we just do one concert a year traditionally, that we have this wonderful dogs following of people who just don't miss the dogs concerts and call the office and say, when is the dogs playing? I must go hear that. And what's so beautiful, you know, people said, well, is it just for young people? I said, the most wonderful thing about the dogs is that it's young people and it's a lot of our regular concert goers. I remember one of the early dogs concerts, some little old ladies were sitting there and some kids were sitting next to them. And the kids said to the little old ladies, thanks so much for coming to hear our kind of music. And the little old lady said, what do you mean your kind of music? This is our kind of music. So it kind of attracts everybody who's got a great sense of the absurd. It's really fun.
Now,
and
you,
crazy.
You mentioned earlier that you've been around here since Monday.
Around here. Yeah, in here. I've been locked in here.
Yeah, and washed in MPAC since Monday, right. working on this American Music Festival, uh-huh. which again, officially begins at 10 o'clock this morning.
It does.
With this festival reading session. You know, I'm an idiot. So I'm reading the thing of the reading session. I didn't know what that meant.
That means the whole orchestra's on stage, and there are these three young composers who've written beautiful pieces.
And they say, here.
And everybody has a part. They've had their part.
Yeah.
And we play it. 40 minutes. We play it once. We work on it. We play it again. We make an archival tape for the composer so he or she can hear how their piece goes. And then we go on to the next composer. And what's wonderful
That's
is...
That's the coolest thing.
It's great. And these young composers benefit so much from not only hearing their piece, but also interacting with professional orchestra. And then afterwards, we have kind of our own little round table of critiquing the piece. And the audience is welcome to
listen to it. Well, bringing that to this one.
Bring what?
Yeah, no, bring that round table to this one, and then we'll do like we'll have.
I think it's sort of a 12:30 thing, Joe.
Oh, all right.
Sorry, buddy.
All right. Well,
but
we'll tell Brian
after
and
it's over. We all sort of do a post-mortem, and the audience stays, and some of the musicians stay, and the composers around talk about it. It's great. It's just wonderful.
That sounds fantastic.
And we've enlisted scores, so we've picked these three composers from about 75 scores we received, and they're just fantastic pieces.
So coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Jeremy Spindler and Aaron J. Kerna. So they're part of this.
Right. Well,
and
Aaron J. is the big
yeah,
man.
We've
got a big piece of his on Saturday night.
That's
gorgeous,
fantastic.
Gorgeous song cycle.
This is really, when you think of being able to do this, okay, that's great. That's one thing. But sustaining it.
Yeah. And we want to sustain it. We don't only want to sustain it. We want to grow it. We want
yeah,
to develop
but, I mean,
it and
you,
have
it
more
seems
events.
Like you've been able to do that, and that's to your credit. But obviously, it's always a struggle.
But it relies on all of our wonderful friends in the public who want to come hear it. Can I just, because I know I'm going to run out of time, right?
Yeah.
I'm virtually out of time. But can I just give a little plug about Sunday night, which is just
Please
the most unusual thing.
This is Capital Heritage at Troy Symphony.
Well, every couple of years, for those of you who follow the symphony, you know we do these creative, they're sort of small chamber orchestra, or even chamber music, little groups, where we celebrate some aspect of Capital Central Region history. We did Tiffany Windows early on. We did a day in the state capitol. We did a day on the Saratoga battlefield. And it occurred to me that we should do a day in the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall because it's such a legendary building. It's one of the, I think, five or six greatest concert halls in the world. So I went and commissioned seven composers, each to write a piece inspired by some aspect of the history about the composers and performers who played there and had their music played, about the architecture of the building. So these composers
have come.
So these composers have come. We have a woman who flew in from Thailand. She lives in Bangkok. We have a guy who came in from Hawaii, and they've written these beautiful pieces, seven pieces. And in addition, the Doyle Middle School students who've been working with Missy Mazzoli all year have fashioned this amazing 20-minute oratorio that they perform with the band and with chorus about the opening day, 1875, when the music hall opened, and about
amazing.
Troy history. And most of these kids had never even been in the hall, and now they're performing on the stage. So this whole event is happening Sunday night. Their tour starting at 5 or 5:30 of the entire hall. And even if you come to concerts a lot, you probably have never seen the back parts of the hall and the organ loft and backstage. And it's a chance to really understand the history of the hall and to see it, and then to hear these eight pieces, including this amazing thing with these kids that Missy has co-written with them about the history of the hall and about its heritage and about Troy. So it's a beautiful, special evening Sunday night. I hope everybody will come. And we so appreciate the Troy Foundation, for the Music Hall Foundation, for supporting that.
You know, when you have something in your backyard, and sometimes you just take it for granted, but when you talk to, and I've had this opportunity with musicians and with artists who continually tell me that they look for a place like the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. Like, it's the greatest place they've ever
I used to say it's one of the greatest halls, one of the half dozen greatest halls in the country. But after talking to so many musicians, I think it's one of the dozen greatest halls in the world. I mean, it's really legendary around the world. And we don't really know that. But musicians come from, you know, Sony used to just, whenever they did chamber music, they wanted to record it in the music hall because it's such a special place.
So perfect.
Yeah. And MPAC also, an incredible space.
Oh, my God.
Three of the great concert venues, because we're in the little hall and the big hall and at the music hall.
By the way, we're broadcasting live from Studio 2.
At?
Right here, at MPAC.
At MPAC.
Yes. David Alan Miller is the music.
I don't know where I am, Joe. That's what you had to clarify.
No, that's what...
I know I'm somewhere. I have to do a rehearsal
and
a concert and then something else.
David, you are great. I thank you so much for being with us. Obviously, David Elmer is the music director for the Albany Symphony Orchestra. He's going to be one busy guy over the next few days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you can find information about all of these wonderful events by going to albanysymphony.com. Albanysymphony.com. And David, you're a delight. I thank you so much for being with us. My only sadness is that you can't join us for the whole program. But I thank you.
I'm here in spirit, and I hope you really enjoy all of my friends who are going to come through. And
I can't wait.
Thank you, Joe and Team Joe, for being here with us. We're so touched to have you with us.
Well,
we hope all the audience members like me, who are part of Team Joe, we consider ourselves part of Team Joe, will all come down and enjoy this weekend. It's just incredible.
It takes a team. Yep. AlbanySymphony.com, David. Thank you very much.
Joe.
Up next, a pair of terrific composers. You're listening to the Roundtable's Albany Symphony American Music Festival live broadcast from MPAC on WAMC.